The 13th annual Film Columbia Festival kicks off tonight, and over the next few days, they will show highly anticipated films like Cloud Atlas, David O. Russell's Silver Linings Playbook, starring Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence, The Sessions, starring Helen Hunt and John Hawks, Not Fade Away, the first feature by David Chase, Hyde Park on the Hudson, directed by Roger Mitchell, and starring Bill Murray as FDR, and many other features and documentaries. On Sunday, October 21st, at 2:30, Film Columbia presents a screening of Francine, a new movie starring our friend and Academy Award-winning actress Melissa Leo, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Melissa Leo back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, well, good morning. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing fine. You know, we miss you.
Oh, I dropped into the Hudson Valley. I'm doing major renovations on my little house, and I drop in and check on the workers every couple of times every month, but I barely see anybody.
it's good to be, I assume, it's good to be a wanted working actor.
I am wanted. There's some wanted posters up, and it feels good.
Yeah. Is it yours to turn down at this point? Is it still like you look and you say, okay, I can really take what I want now?
Joe, what's it like working on the radio the way you do? The way people imagine, or?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I would think people change.
It's full of delights these last couple of years now, and I've been working with some astonishing, incredible folks over the last couple of years. And in many ways, my life looks much as it always has, I'm happy to report as well.
Good.
Yeah.
When you take on a role like this in Francine, which was shot in the Hudson Valley, when you take on a role like this, what are you looking for? Because what do you think that you as an actress can bring to a character like this, and what do you as an actress feel that you can get out of an experience like this?
Well, it turns out that Francine is a very special, beautiful little film. And what I saw on the Hudson Valley Film Commission web link pages was a chance to play a lead role in a small film in my own backyard one summer. You know, a month in the summer shooting in my backyard. It sounded like summer camp. And it was actually very hard shooting the world of documentary that Brian and Melanie come from and my world of storytelling collided, and there was actually this incredible thing was wrought from that fire, which is this little film, Francine. So you never know, you know, you keep your door open to all kinds of ideas and notions. I've also worked on a huge film, Oblivion, with Tom Cruise, and other huge films, Olympus Has Fallen, with Gerard Butler and Aaron Eckhart, and all sorts of things this last couple of years. But to be able to tell a story largely in images, not dialogue, to decipher the story as we went along, as there was no script. It's a fascinating area of filmmaking, and a beautiful thing was made.
When you talk about of not having a script, how much does that, obviously there is a husband and wife team that is at the helm of this, and how much say do you get and how much trust do they have in you to say, okay, it's on you at this point?
Well, because you're an old friend, Joe, and it's just you and I here, that's exactly what was hard going. And I come to film work very interested in telling the director's story. Whatever interesting ideas I might have, we're not going to have a movie at the end of the day if we don't make a single movie with our efforts. So, and gaining their trust was incredibly difficult for me. And they had such set ideas of their school of filmmaking. And I guess, you know, the trust to know that I, in fact, was trusting them. There I was doing it, I would say to them each day. And somehow, because of, not because of it being difficult, but because of plowing on, and our producers from Washington Square Film were integral in making that happen the month we worked, there you have this thing that could never have been made any other way.
So I wonder, having never done this, obviously, I wonder if a situation like that is freeing for you as an actor to say, I don't have a script and I can work and this can be a very collaborative process. Or do you like to have that direction and have that script in hand and say, okay, this is what I have to do and I can do this?
It's a tremendous effort in the end that makes a film, any film at all. And, you know, it's just worth it each time to put our fullest effort into whatever it might be, you know, however the difficulties come upon us.
But when you look at a film role, do you look at it solely on character, or do you look at also, do you consider how you will be tested, what kind of experience this will be, what kind of collaboration? I mean, what goes into that decision?
Well, you know, it goes back to your first question this morning, Joe. I don't have that much choice in it. What I do is I choose to find my, you know, fullest involvement in the project, you know, as much as is required. And with Francine, I had to make up a backstory. I had to be able to shoot scenes in which I didn't really know the continuity of them, wasn't completely sure how the story connected scene to scene, and trust the filmmakers to, you know, sit on the bus and look at the cat food I have stolen that day, to use an obscure moment in the film.
And are you doing the kind of role that you want to do? I mean, in the sense of, is there something that you feel at all limited, or is that roles that you're not getting that you would love to get?
I don't know. I love all my women so very much. I'm so close to them, and whether I get to spend a day with them, a week with them, or years like Tony Burnett down in New Orleans on Treme.
Right.
I really love them all in each a different way. And of course, there's all kinds of things. A lot of people think I play these ragamuffin roles all the time. Trailer Park, they think. I can't see too many Trailer Parks in my film history, but that notion, I'd call it more of a sort of ragamuffin. But, you know, I feel very confident in what gets offered me continues to change and grow. I'm hardly a ragamuffin in Flight, which just closed the New York Film Festival on Sunday night and will be released very soon with Denzel Washington. I'm hardly a ragamuffin beside Robin Williams and Lee Daniels, the butler, as Mamie Eisenhower.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I like to think that what I do is find a way to get myself to the character rather than find the character in me.
You know, I'm glad you brought up Treme, because this is one of my favorite shows, but your work on that show is just stupendous.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
That's a beautiful show. It really is incredible. I would think, and maybe I'm reading too much into it, I would think that an experience like that would be life-changing in some way.
Well, I did with Kay Howard on Homicide also. There is something in playing a character, a woman who is not you, for as many years as I did with Kay, or I am now with Tony Burnett. I grow and change as things go on, and storyline things happen. You lose a husband along the way, best husband you ever had. And, you know, it does. It's a fascinating way to build character, which is what I'm in the business of doing.
Melissa Leo stars in Francine, which is screening at this year's Film Columbia Festival, October 21st at 2:30. The festival kicks off tonight. It runs through Sunday and will present fantastic narrative and documentary films, as well as parties, panel discussions, and readings. On Sunday, October 21st at 2:30, Francine will be shown. To find out more, visit filmcolumbia.org. Melissa Leo, we love you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hello to everyone there at the station.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you so
much.
All
right, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.